You hear me?
Hello?
Hey, it's Kevin from Bank of Cardiff. How are you, Aaron?
Kevin, how are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Sounds good. I got the not-so-great news from Chris.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was calling about. I actually wasn't aware that they were going to be calling you because I was still kind of going over some options with them, trying to figure out if there's anything else we could do as far as the equipment itself and the pricing and things like that. But I'd had a call from John yesterday saying that he had gone over some other options as far as kind of a structured payment situation with you until they can get the machine closer to delivery date. Just kind of want to check in and see if that was something you were entertaining.
Yeah, it is something I was entertaining, and I'm having a meeting tomorrow morning with my accountant about that option. But what do you say about what he's proposing?
Well, I just found out about it late yesterday, so I haven't really looked into it too much. You know, I really didn't want to spend a lot of time looking at, you know, what that option would pertain. I mean, I'm not sure if that means that the finance amount will be cut in half because by the time, you know, delivery is scheduled, you know, you've already paid down 50% of it. I need to get those details. You know, I guess I need to get more details, but I wanted to reach out to you first and see if it was even something you were entertaining.
I understand, but the question is, Kevin, my question is, and I was going to have my accountant call you about that, but it's true that by that time, I would have probably half the machine put down the money for it already. But at that time, when we're going to have a place already, and we're going to have the machine half paid for already, I would like to, at that time, finance the entire machine, or at least $250 out of the machine.
Well, I mean, it's a possibility. The problem is that I can't get you a guarantee on anything until I've got a location, a commercial location, that would even allow for a machine like that. You know,
I will.
Right now.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
No,
Kevin,
I understand
your point of view.
No, it's not my point of view. What I'm saying is, I can't tell you today that I can do that, because I can't even submit for an approval until I have that address. So I can tell you that there's a very, very good likelihood that we can make that happen. But I can't even...
I understand you. And that's what I spoke to Chris about. And that's what I'm going to discuss, because I was trying to get, you see, I'm going to put in a lot of money. You see, I'm not that multimillionaire that money is. It's hard work. It's hard-earned money, as they say, and which we want to put in building a business. Now, I was entertaining the idea to put in the money right now, get a location, get an actual date when the machine will be delivered, we're looking at an 8,000 square foot location. And then I spoke to Chris. I told Chris, now I'm going to try to make sure that from my side, financials are going to be met with my accountant, with the taxes. Everything will be, satisfying. The location should be there. What happened in the event that the bank still wouldn't finance them?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to, because I don't want to lose my money. And that, I don't want to put in all that money, $100,000, $150,000, and then I won't be financed, and I won't be able to go ahead with it. So I was... Because I know a lot of equipment companies in the U.S., especially the big ones, that have things to offer. They a lot of them finance it directly with the company itself. They don't go to a bank for it. But I was trying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really agree with that. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, and there's not many, if any, that are willing to do that. They just don't. None of them want to take that risk anymore. They've got plenty of people typically that want their machines, especially with some of these machines taking 3 or 4 months to build, sometimes longer. They just don't do it. They don't. The risk isn't worth it for them to do that anymore. They just don't.
I know one company that does it, but whatever. So he was saying, look, if after all that this, then when they sell the machine, that's when he'll give me the money back. So it's something I want to sit down with my accountant, and I had it scheduled with him for tomorrow morning, and I was going to have him call you when we were sitting together and figure it out if it's a strategy, it's something to go forward with.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm open to that. You know, like I said, unfortunately.
Would you entertain an idea like that?
Yeah, no, I definitely will. I just don't know. I mean, I can't.
I understand. I don't have a lot of information. You have to present something. You have. I understand you. But I wanted my accountant to hear from you. Again, you called me, so I'm talking to you direct.
Sure.
If there's a lot better chance of me getting approved for financing the machine at that time in January, when it's closer to the finish of the machine and mm-hmm. having a solid location secured, and you know, if it was a bigger chance of me getting approved for it.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What I wanted to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I mean, that is it's the only option really, and it's a very good option. I mean, the issues I ran into is basically just the fact that the machine can't be used at home and there's not a business location set up yet. With that fact, I had to explain to them that this is essentially a new proposition, that you've done sales and brokering and stuff like that. You know, most banks don't want to know that they are financing, especially for that dollar amount. We do startup financing all the time. But you're capped at like $30,000 or $35,000 with almost every bank because startup businesses are very, very high risk. So when you're talking about borrowing $75,000, $200,000, $250,000, they don't want to know that this is a brand new opportunity that you've never done before. You know, the debt is just, you know, nobody wants to take on that kind of risk, right? We all have great ideas and we all have things that we want to do in life, but nobody wants to finance those ideas for us, right? I don't have to explain that. I don't have to tell them that this is your first machine and, you know, it's a brand new opportunity and all of these things if they don't see that you're home-based right now. You know, if they see a home-based business, they say, well, where's this machine going? Legally, he can't even use that in his neighborhood. You know, it's the manufacturing and packaging and, you know, there's certain things that need to be done and safety precautions and cleanliness and, you know, you're not allowed to use those machines in your garage. So then they say, so what is he doing? You say, well, right now he's not packaging. He is, you know, brokering all this stuff. Oh, so this is not something they've ever done. So when you've got the business location, I submit it as the business location, they're not going to have any questions. They don't know if this is your 10th machine or your first machine. So that's the big obstacle that we're able to overcome when I can submit a commercial business location.
Okay. So I'm going to... Probably, so I'm going to be sitting with him tomorrow, I hope we should have an answer before the weekend.
Sounds like a plan. And if, like I said, you know, feel free to give me a call when you're sitting down with him. Give me a call if for some whatever reason, if I'm on the phone, feel free to leave a message and I'll call you guys right back.
Okay, very good. I'll tell him. Okay, Kevin, I really appreciate your call.
Yeah, you got it. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll be in touch shortly.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.